Broadcasting from the East Coast, this is Ivan Towers, and this is the Ivan Towers Show. Sorry about that. Once again, Blog Talk. Gotta love you. This is Ivan Towers. I'm a psychic, clairvoyant. I don't use cards. I don't use tarot cards, any kind of type of cards. I speak to spirit without the need of, spirit assistance. There's not much online right now about me, so I'm going to go straight through to who I am. And this is the second time the intro music didn't work. It's, you know, when I first tested this, it worked great. Yesterday it didn't work. Today it didn't work. So anyway, I'm going to go into who I am. This whole thing was actually set up to talk about UFOs and do psychic readings. I thought UFO people would be calling, but that's not the case. But that's fine. Actually, the reason I'm doing this is because of a UFO. There's a channel called, what's it called? Human Colony. And they channel ETs, you know, Palladians. People don't know a whole lot. It sounds like crazy, but it's not. The reason that we're not talking to them is because our planet is so, we're caught in what you call third dimension, third density. Because all the negativity, and their density is fourth density, and they're not negative. Some are, but nowhere near as negative as we are. But anyway, we're not going to go into details on that. People want readings, most likely, and that is fine. I'm going to give some backstory on me. I didn't know I was psychic until I was 32. I always got, you know, spirits touching me and all that, you know, I've always had that, so I always knew there's another side, but I never thought much of it. That had somewhat intuition. I went to a hypnotist that did past life regression, hope of the negativity, and then I did meditation at home, and all of a sudden I'm seeing spirits in my car. I'm seeing, you know, and all of a sudden I'm doing readings with the, you know, with the way I did the hypnosis. All of a sudden, I'm reading people without even knowing I can even do it. You know, I went to a channeler, so I could channel. That didn't work, but I can channel spirits, but through a clairvoyant way. So anyway, but I kind of died out a couple of years, just didn't work out. And then last year, I met my mentor, helped me develop my abilities and learn about creativity. So here we are. But we're here to answer your questions. You need a psychic. I know there's a lot of the world right now is nuts, so we're going to go through your questions. So have your question ready. And let's see here. I can't think of any other introductions right now. Let's just get through your calls. Our first caller is area code 522. No, hello? I'm sorry. 252. Hello?
Hey.
Hi. My name is
Keisha.
And nice to meet you.
Hey. I would like to know, do you see me finding a job soon? Or is things too crazy in the world to go out and work?
Okay. What was your name again?
Keisha from North Carolina.
May I have your permission to read you?
Yes, you do.
And I feel like you haven't been really, there hasn't been much to look for recently. I mean, it seems like it hasn't been.
Yeah.
Hasn't been. I mean, you're trying to.
Yeah, I send out resumes every year, now and then, but like you, it's not much out there.
There's not much out there to find.
Uh-uh.
Hold on for a second. Yeah, I would just, I know. Yeah, that's a thing. I got 2 months. Just keep. The area where you're in is just not much there, apparently.
Nothing. If you, because I actually been sending, even in the next city over, is the city part of this area is nothing really going on there either. So it's just, this is a, just very slow moving in terms of the employment rate.
Well, it feels like the internet is a good place to, obviously that's where you send your,
yeah,
your job applications. I would just keep doing that to, I got 2 months. As for what it is, not clear. See, the thing is, a lot of businesses aren't hiring, and then they start hiring, like, you know, in 2 months or something like that. That's when, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in March. Trying
anything
to think
else
of.
There wants me to
give me a second. Let me see if I can find
okay.
If there's anything else. Just hold on. Just see if I can dig in a little bit further with that. Yeah, there's not much there at all. Jeez, I'm not getting much of anything. one thing that came to mind is the internet. If you can make money online somehow, if that's even possible, I'm not sure what if that makes any sense.
Not even really skilled, but I was wondering. I could start kind of putting it out there just to see if the people really dig my creativity, or if I really do have any creativity. So I'm just gonna start doing little stuff and like seeing, you know, if they actually people actually buy my, you know, my craziness or no.
This word came to mind. I'm not sure if this means anything to you. Does telemarketing mean anything to you? Anything? No?
Yeah, customer service. Yeah, that's where that's what I'm mainly trying to get. Yeah, customer service.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I do telemarketing too, but that's really phone work, so I consider all that the same thing. It's just which side of the business you represent it, you know? So.
I'm strangely enough, I'm not getting any answers at all. And just follow your own instinct. I would just keep going at it, and I'm not seeing much movement at all.
Nothing stagnant, just
nothing. Only thing, internet. If you can come up with something on the internet to do to maybe get, like you said, your craziness. You know, is that art or something? Is that?
Well, okay. This month, I've actually went and took some free classes on how to work with leather, which is very expensive. But you know, you can get some, get like a full sheet for like $100, and like cut it up to what you actually want to buy. So they've been teaching me how to paint on it, how to do the glosses on it, how to sew. Well, not so much my hand sew, but I want to learn how to sew with it so I can make little pocketbooks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like maybe sell them on eBay, and you know how to put your designs on it. And I'm not really creative in terms of designs, but he needed to show me how to make the designs and how to paint it and how to make certain effects from the design to happen, you know. So I don't know how. I don't think I'm all that talented. This is the first I really got into like paints and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about, well, maybe I just go ahead and make my mistakes and sell it for like half price, you know, just sell it just to get it, you know, just give it away, see what, you know, see how well it will take for the public, and then go from there, you know. So I don't know.
Only thing I'm getting is I'm not getting any details on anything, but it says internet, just if there's any way, I'm not getting any, you know, real detail on anything, but the internet, if you can make money online, at least try to, at least. But I feel in 2 months things are going to, I guess the economy or something's going to come back in that area where you'll, but just keep sending out, just keep trying, obviously. Just keep trying. Eventually something will.
I was thinking about doing this guy, his name is Mr. Lou, came up to me with a business plan. And he told me it's only $100, but you can make some money with it. So what do you feel from him if I was to go with him?
I don't trust any of that. This guy, nothing. I don't think he even believes in what he's selling either. What he's selling is not very reliable that'll make any money. I mean, he's just trying to get $100 out of you. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I'm going to do that. I'll do that.
I'll just go ahead and pay my $100 for a piece of leather and do my craft.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be better.
Yeah. Okay. Just keep yourself busy. Keep yourself positive. Something will come up. But, it's going to be a while for anything to, because that area is not so good. But, keep trying. Something will come up eventually.
Yeah. All right.
So, okay. All right. Good luck.
All right. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Right. Thank you. Right. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. I think we're good. Okay. We're going to go to our next caller. It's area code 360.
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi. Hi, Lori. You have your question?
Yes, I'm wondering about if there's any way that I might be able to improve my financial situation.
All right, give me a second. May I have permission to read you?
Yes.
Yes. And what was your name again?
Lori.
Lori. And your financial, let's see here. It doesn't seem like the job market's doing too good there. I just had a call like that. Doesn't seem to be much of anything out where you are.
Right.
Is there any, you've been sending out applications and everything and just nothing accumulated?
No, I haven't really been doing any of that. I'm living on disability right now. My health's not that great.
Okay.
So I've been trying to dial the numbers, on the Washington State Keno game. It seems like they come up on that game for some reason. But I'm like, I was one number off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's always one number off.
On what is that exactly? What was that?
The state Keno game.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But for
you know,
your financials,
like the lottery.
Oh, for that? Oh, okay. You're always one number. Okay,
yeah.
I got it now. That is pretty, that's pretty, well, obviously you're not meant to win the lottery.
Well, how come?
That one's not, the whole idea of us being here is for us to earn our money. Only a few people will have that written in their chart to win, lottery. I mean, the whole idea of life is really the basics, and the necessities really. It's not to be, because we're told a totally different thing. For your financial situation, you say you're not really trying for anything right now. I mean, how do you,
I live on Social Security. Once in a while, I'll make some money if I go to an estate sale and buy some books, that I can get really cheap and then I can resell them. But that's about it.
Online is probably the way you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that. Because I don't see anything in your area that really, like, the economy is, like, it's okay in certain areas, but it depends on what you're good at and all that, especially if you're in disability. I would concentrate on the internet. If you can get creative with that, finding ways to sell, like I said, with that, I would just push for that. You know, get creative, get motivated, and go that direction. Yeah, because I think you have a pretty good business mind. Seems to be with something like that. You know, pretty good at least. Yeah, other than that, I would just go on the internet, you know, create a persona for yourself, you know, like a store, you know, I guess eBay has a thing like that or something like that, you know, just build up a, you know, a following, you know. As for a job, I mean, is this a part-time thing you're looking for or full-time or...
Probably part-time.
Yeah.
I thought about going to DVR and see if they would help me get back in the casino business.
Yeah, that would be good. I would do that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. That's, yeah, it's very social. That's something that you don't think you got much of a social life right now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's definitely where you want to go. Something that's socializing. Yeah, that's definitely a good direction. For some reason, I didn't see that, but yes, definitely do that. Anything in that area where you feel comfortable with, you know, definitely go for that. Because the more social you are, the better, because it does get depressing when you're not around a lot of people.
Right.
So yeah, I would go with that. Anything else you want to ask?
Do you see me moving anytime soon?
Maybe, I don't know, no, maybe, maybe in a couple months, maybe. Is this something that you're pushing for right now, or just thinking about, or you've been talking with people?
There's hardly any place available. Like, I get the Section 8 housing vouchers, you know,
and
there's a limit on the amount I can rent for, and it's pretty low, and there's nothing available. But I'm kind of living way out in the country right now, and I don't like being so isolated.
Yeah,
I feel a little
months.
Safer, but it's pretty isolating.
I think in a couple of months something will come up that you'll...
Okay.
Yeah, But as for the job, I would try to definitely go for something where you can be social, because right now, yeah, it doesn't, you know, anything social would be definitely good for your health right now.
Yeah, I wonder if I can get back into it, though.
Well,
you know.
That's all depending on how you want, what you want to do. I mean, you can, if you put your, I mean, if you, of course, health-wise, you have, you know, you don't want to kill yourself, but...
Right.
But I think you can. I think you can. I think it'd be fine. Just don't overpower yourself. I think you can do it. You know, don't wear yourself out. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Do you see any anybody new coming into my life, like the Like, should I even?
That's right. Same with that move, the 2 month thing I said, in a couple months, I feel that in a couple months somebody might come along. So something's stirring up around that time. I'm not sure why, but.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for the job, if you go for that, I'm not seeing it there. It's going to be somewhere else. If you meet somebody new, it's going to be in that 2 months, area. So something's coming. So see what happens. Who knows? Just think about the future. I mean, things change, but sometimes they don't. So never know. So yeah, just motivate yourself and don't strain yourself, obviously, but to find a job, go for it,
Yeah.
Because remember, a lot of it's in your mind where you say you can't do it, I can't do this, I can't do that, but you have to motivate yourself to say, yes, I can do it, and just don't, little by little. So I think you can do it.
Okay.
So, all right.
Well, thank you.
Is there anything? All right, you're welcome. Feel free to call back again. So.
Okay.
I'll be here. Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. I got one thing I got to take care of. Let's see here. We got other calls. I got one thing I got to take care of. Hold on for 1 second. Let me put some music on for a second. I'll be back 1 second. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Okay, our next caller is 510.
Hi.
Whoa.
Hi, how are you? My name is Tasha.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay, you have a question?
Yeah, I want to know, will this relationship with Sean evolve into marriage?
Okay, hold on for a second. May I have permission to read you?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And you said his name was Sean?
Yeah, Shondell.
Shondell?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to marry him. I feel like he's not ready for that yet. You sense that at all?
I'm not right now, but in the near future.
No, in future, yeah, yes. Not now.
Do you see him marrying in the near future?
Yes, in the near future, yes.
Okay.
A couple years.
How many years you see?
2 years, that's safe. That way you guys mature and get to know each other, get to feel comfortable with each other, settle out your differences. So you guys know what you're getting involved with, type of, I think it's, that's what I see.
Do you see a child coming out of this?
That's free choice. I can't see that. That's whatever you want. Definitely, okay. Yes, if you want it, but I can't, I can't judge that. But yes, if you want it, definitely, but, that's a, no.
So how do he see me right now?
Let's see here. What was his name again?
Shandell.
Shandell, okay. I feel like you guys are still like getting to know each other still. Still kind of, still new. He doesn't, you know, I feel like he doesn't know what to think of you. I mean, he doesn't know what to think in general,
okay.
You know, but he likes what he's going, you know, I feel like he likes where he's at, you know, he likes what's going on, but he's not sure what to think of it, you know.
Okay.
But he's comfortable, you know, that's
okay.
Normal, I mean, that's, you know.
Well, that's
so,
cool.
So yeah, you just gotta give it time, that's all. But it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Okay. That went good. Okay. We're just going right down the list. We have about half an hour left, a little bit more than that. So, okay. We're going. We have Erica 951. Whoa.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in from California.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, man.
Hey, do you have a question?
You know, I'm just, do you see a work or a move involved, or I'm trying looking for work, so I just asked her about the job, possibly a move with it, but...
You're saying if you find a job, there'll be a move with that job? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm looking for work now, and, you know, I kind of want to move out of the area.
Well, it won't be anytime soon.
No, not soon.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on for a second. I forgot one thing. Do I have permission to read you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. Yeah, the job market's kind of hard right now. Let me think about it a little bit.
Do you see any cash or anybody, any cash coming in or...
Yeah, give me a second. Let me see if I can. For cash.
I actually applied for Harley Davidson as a salesperson over here. It's about 30 miles out of Greenville. I'm in Barstow, so I want to get out of the high desert area. But I applied the Saturday before last at this Harley Davidson, and they seemed to really like me. I do astrology and stuff, so I know every day of the year, and if you're born the year of the dragon or lots of stuff, you know. But they thought I was good at entertainment value, but they said, well, we should just hire you for entertainment.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, I was thinking, you know, I really need to make some money here, so I was hoping that would work out. It doesn't seem like too bad of a job, but there's all kinds of work I'm looking at, and I really need some cash.
I think if you looked at places around where you are, though, you've done that, right?
There's
your area?
There's not a lot. No, it's a small town, you know, from in between L.A. and Vegas. And
okay.
It's kind of a pit stop for Vegas, you know, but...
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm feeling that you'll find something that's local, if that makes any sense, even if there's nothing. Something local, let's put this, something local is going to come up soon. And that always help you stay kind of stable for a little bit. And then, as for something long distance for you to move, that's going to be a while. some reason, I don't know, some of the places, that's a tough one. Let's see here. You have any places that you applied to you want to name off? Maybe I can give you a better, anything on, anything, I mean, Harley Davidson, I don't think they're hiring right now. So you might want to, you there? I think it just dropped off. Yeah. Well, here, if you're still listening. Yeah, I think you just dropped off. If you're still listening, I think if there's nothing close by, I fear something close by is going to happen. And for long distance, it's going to be some time for that. Yeah, job market isn't too good. It's not in too much good shape right now. It's going to be a while. Anyway, well, there's only so much you can see with work. Get a, area code of 478. Whoa.
Yes.
Anybody there? Hey.
Yes. Hello.
Hey. Yeah, give your name and your question.
Yes, my name is Debbie, and I was going to see, do you see any fun vacation coming this year for me?
Any vacation coming?
Yes.
Summertime. I figured sometime in the summertime.
Okay.
Is that through your work, or how does that work exactly? Or the family's going to plan something, or what's the...
No, not really. I was hoping to be able to take one.
Oh,
to
just
like
to take
an island or anything, so I was wanting to go somewhere tropical.
Oh, I figured sometime in the summertime something's going to open up.
Okay.
So, or you'll decide to go or something like that. I don't know. It just feels summertime. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, all I got is the summertime. So.
Okay.
As for you taking, I think you'll even take, it's hard to see certain lights, but something's going to open up summer, so just go with that. So, all
right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, one more. And 1 second, I have to ground again. If you hold on for a second. Okay, area code 951.
Hey, it's Nathaniel. I don't know what happened.
Oh, hey. Oh, I don't know. Cool, glad you're back.
My phone just went to business.
Yeah, it just disappeared. Yeah, I was thinking about your, I'm still, it's just, that one.
You can't get any information, that's all right.
It's hard to get a real good connect, One thing I got from that was, let me try to connect again, was that just to keep reaching out, maybe you're not, the feeling I got is you weren't going far enough, if that makes any sense, for a job application,
I haven't gone far enough? Or,
yeah.
Oh,
or
yeah, there's
not. I don't know if there's any... you said you're between, was it Vegas and, what was it again?
L.A., yeah, I'm right out, I'm past, if you've ever been to California, there's like Los Angeles and Vegas, about 250 miles, so from Los Angeles, kind of northeast, so I'm way to, I'm about 160 miles from, or I think I'm about 130 or 60 miles from Vegas and about 100 over miles from like Orange County or L.A. I'm about 130 miles from
downtown LA, maybe.
But you're playing both cities, right? Or around those bouts?
I'm in Barstow now. There's only like 20,000 or more people living here. If you ever saw that that Aaron Brockovich movie, Aaron Brockovich,
I know of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very far from here. From the Hinckley is very far from here.
But you say you mean?
Go
ahead.
Death Valley. It's really hot.
Yeah, I understand. But you say you've been applying to places in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, or?
Yeah, well, I've been flying here in Apple Valley and Orange County, and I've been trying to, you know, move, but I have to get something here. I don't have enough money to move, you know, into L.A. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's a hard situation right now. I wonder if I should ask Aunt Mary for some financial help. What do you get on that?
Aunt Mary.
Mary Grolsch. Mary Grolsch.
So, do you have to pay for anything?
Pardon me?
Do you have to pay her for anything? Is it free?
I don't really owe her any money. She gave me a couple thousand dollars about two or three years ago.
Oh, I mean, you had to pay her for advice or any, or?
No, but she's very narcissistic and not sharing, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you get her advice, you mean? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, an astute examination. If you know, she has quite a bit of money. I don't know if you know, she could part with any to give to me.
Okay. I think that'd be a good bet for right now, at least. But, you know, I still feel like you're going to find something around where you are for some reason. I don't...
Victorville's only 30 miles in, so Victorville is a different place, but I don't know.
I think something close by is going to open up, and then... As for the long distance stuff, you know, for you to move and everything, yeah, that one's not too clear.
None of that's clear?
No. Oh, is there, before you got cut off, is there any jobs you want, that you can name off that you applied for? Any places? See if I can get anything from any of that.
Chili's. I applied to work at Chili's. I think it was, some other stuff. I applied for some other jobs. I think for the railroad job, I applied for some other security jobs.
Chili seems to be a... Has that been a long time since you applied to them?
You know, it's been about 3 weeks or so. I'm surprised they didn't call back or anything yet.
Oh, they allow you to call them?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, if, you know, what it was, because it was for the Barstow location, and they haven't really got back to me yet. I should probably call them.
Chili seems like a good place that seems like a good place to give a shot. The security one, too, if there's a way for you to call back on those. But Chili seems to be... Something's going on with that place, so... Might want to give that one a shot. Yeah, call them. Sometimes you can call them to get feedback on your resume. You know, you never know. It doesn't work.
No, I wish it was kind of like it was in the old days where, you know...
I know.
We advocate, hire you more. Now they seem like they have to go through a lot more, a lot more stuff to get you on or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know. Some reason Chili's has come out. I'm not saying you're going to actually get, you might. It seems like a good place to, that one seems to be the wild card. So I'd give that one a shot. You know, call them up and ask them about your resume, maybe get a follow-up or something. You know, I would give that a shot. That one seems to be the best. That one seems the best. But you can always call back some other day. We can get follow-up. Maybe I can pick up on something. Right now, I'm not getting a whole lot. But it surely sounds like a good idea. So,
okay.
Give it a shot. Yep. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hope the best. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 305. Anybody there? Hello? Uh-oh. Guess someone dropped off. Oh, yep. Okay, go to area code 951. Anybody there? Hello? Guess not. Guess they dropped off. Anybody there? Nope. I'm going to give another shot. Area code 305, anybody there? Nothing. Okay, we have 18 minutes left. That's one thing about the future, just or readings in general. The future is not easy to read. It always changes because the people's people have free choice. It's the way it is. Especially with jobs. Oh, look, we got one. Oh, okay. We have area code 305. Oops. Area code 305.
Well,
anybody there?
Whoa. Can you hear? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Yeah, I can hear
good,
you.
Because I was talking to you before. Hi, Ivan. I was looking at the lineup in the radio stations, and I saw that you talk about unidentified flying objects. So I called to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And but you're not talking about that tonight.
Well, people call it for readings, so that's where it went to.
Well, I can go for a reading too, but
well, we can talk about UFOs too. Whatever's on your
that would be fine.
We got 20 minutes.
That would
be
fine.
If you have a UFO experience you want to mention, talk about, it's up to you.
No, I have not had an experience. I just really believe in them, and they, you know, I can't believe that they would not exist. I think that our whole story comes from their story first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Florida. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Florida also. In the Tampa Bay area.
I guess you probably could see them better there. I don't know where Gulf Breeze is. I think it is further north from you. But I've always been like a sky watcher.
Mm-hmm.
And even before I knew such a thing existed, and then when I first started reading about it in the 80s, I really got enthralled by the information. I read a lot of books, and especially about what happened in Jacksonville when the airmen disappeared in the 40s, in the late 40s.
Hmm.
And I know that we had Gulf Breeze and a few other things. So I was just going to see, you know, what you were going to talk about. I do call for readings, but I didn't see in your show that that was your, you know, only area. So have you ever seen one?
Oh, no, I can talk. I talk about both of them. So, but if you like a reading, we can do that, and then we can talk about UFOs to the end of the show if you want. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, as far as the reading,
mm-hmm.
I've been going through such difficulties over the last 7 years, almost lost everything, or maybe I did lose everything, but I'm still where, you know, I was 7 years ago, and I'm still trying to recover what I lost, trying to get an attorney involved which has been a real challenge because it's not a situation where they can make much money. They could just get the honor and the recognition of having done a good job. But I don't know where that's going. Someone was supposed to see me, someone I actually work with, because I also work in the system, and she was very interested in helping me out, and this was in December, so we spoke that I would call upon her in January, and I did, and she told me, yeah, come by my office next week, and then when I called, I did not get an answer as far as, yeah, come in, this is my address, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm wondering if she's just backing out of it. She's an excellent attorney. That's why I approached her. What do you feel?
What was your name again?
I didn't say it. My name is Diana.
Diana? Yeah, okay. May I have permission to read you?
Yes, you may.
Yes. And you want to know about this attorney, why she hasn't gotten back to you?
Or if she will help me.
Yeah, I think she will. I think she's very busy. But have you called her at all?
Yes, I left her a message yesterday, and she had given me her email the day before. I emailed her, but I haven't received an answer. And I had an idea of sending her an email, a very short one, but with one word in the reference line, which is a very a word that even I had not heard of before. And when I say even I'm not trying to sound presumptuous, but I do work as an interpreter, so words are my, the tools of my trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen this word before. One of the things I get in my email box is Oxford Dictionary Word of the Day, and this word that came up was the perfect word. It sounds like colloquy, a dialogue, but it's a very different word. And I don't even have it. I can find it in my post here. But it was so interesting because the word describes exactly what I went through. And I'm looking for it. It ends with Q-I as well. And like I said, I had never heard that word before, but it described perfectly. Trying to open my document, and it's just so slow, so pardon me for that. But I just thought of putting that one word, because if she understands that word, and she's a very learned woman too, then she might just get the whole picture of what it is. As I'm talking to you, I'm going to also look up the word and come up with the other one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think she's just busy. I mean, has it been a while since you've been contacting her?
No,
just recently, right?
No, I spoke to her last week, and she says, I could see you next week, maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, I think she's just busy.
So I called on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think she's just busy.
And the word is, I'm trying to find it. I haven't found it yet. But it's the only word that would rhyme with it, and it means when someone has been abused, spoken ill of, done, things to that they've lost their reputation, which is quite what happened to me. And I just thought, okay, what if I just put that word there? Because telling a story in an email would take forever.
Yeah.
I would have to see her. And I know she respected me because she even hired me to do part of her trial when we were there. And
she's just busy. Yeah.
She was a team of three people, and they both used me after, the court used me. So, yep. But you know what? It is cool, but it's led me to nowhere yet.
Well, yeah, this thing takes time.
I don't want to, you know, pester someone. I don't want to become like, you know, that's not my thing.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, she has a lot going on right now. I would try next week. Obviously, this week's over with. I would try next week. I think she'll get back to you next week. So, whatever she's working on this week, it's going to calm down next week. So, I think by the end of next week, she'll be able to talk to you. So, I think that'll happen.
She was so excellent in, you know, the trial that she worked on. I was really impressed. She's young, you know, very adequate for her job and very intelligent, looks and brains, you know, everything together. And I said, well, if I have to trust someone with this, well, I'd rather trust someone I think is very, very intelligent and is going for the truth and will defend you, you know, all the way if she believes in you. And I know she believed in me, but I'm just stumped as to why she didn't get back to me. I just thought she might have, you know.
No, I don't think. Well, you can always talk to the secretary and see what's...
I don't have that number. I only had her number.
Okay.
I only had her number. I can look it up.
Don't they have a law firm or something? I mean, you can always call the firm she works at, ask the secretary. You know, I'm trying to get a hold of her and I can't. You can always try that way, you know. But,
I'll do that. Maybe it's in my benefit to wait it out because I've got to put lots of papers together anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, I would, all this stuff takes, there's a lot of time that goes into this stuff, definitely. But as for the UFO discussions, yesterday I talked a lot about UFOs. It's definitely being kept quiet.
Let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you for a second. I found a word because I have kept it as a document.
Okay.
It's very unusual. It's O-B-L-O. Q-U-Y, obloquy. And I'm trying to pull it up, but I have so many windows open here that, you know, the computer is overwhelmed. But here it is. It's, can't even move up on the screen. But it's one word that would describe the situation. And I think when someone doesn't know what it's all about, giving them one word might work best.
I agree.
If I ever find you know the meaning of it, it's here. It's odd is like obstruction against, right? So it's like people speak if disgrace, especially that brought about by public abuse, conduct to which no obloquy could reasonably attach. And it's criticism, strong public criticism or verbal abuse endured for years, contempt. So I figure if I put that on the reference line where you don't even have to open the email, maybe that will pike, and I can't pronounce that correctly because I wasn't born here, her interest.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's a. How did you spell that again? O-B? Was it O-B?
O-B-L. O-B-L. As in love. O-Q-U-Y. I'd never seen it. I was looking up.
Yeah.
I was getting the word of the day, which was colloquy, which I use often enough. But I've never seen this one.
Wow, that is a weird word.
It is.
I've heard of that.
Ancient English, British and English. But I think as an attorney working at a very high level, she probably has. And I guess it describes in one word what I've had to go through since 2008. It ended up causing many other, you know, difficulties for me, but no one seems to want to set it right. And it's not a matter of money. It's not something where they can earn money or it's going to make me money. It's just about honor with a capital H.
Yeah,
did you find
like
the word?
Yeah, I found it. Yep. I've heard of that.
The first disgrace
yeah.
is the
yeah.
first one. So.
Yeah.
But I started
yeah.
reading about UFOs long before this disgrace beset me, for sure. I read most of Charles Berlitz, and then I started reading Jacques Vallée. And I don't know if you're aware that Jacques Vallée was the actual character on whom they based the scientist portrayed in Close Encounters and portrayed by François Truffaut. You remember that movie?
Where you
were not alive, right?
Probably not. No,
okay.
What was the movie? What is the name of it?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh yeah. I know about this. Yeah.
Okay. When the guy appears on the screen, he has with him an interpreter, which is what I do. And that, in a way, sort of spurred me on going, you know, to do what I do nowadays. I was working for the airlines before. But the character he portrays, a scientist that is studying all the people that have had the experiences of, you know, the close encounters, the actual character, the actual living being, is Jacques Vallée. So I read most of his books, and they're excellent. There's a great book, a super wonderful book called Passport to Magonia, Magonia.
Okay.
And Jacques Vallée is living and breathing in San Francisco, and you can see him on the website, or at least a lot on, you know, on Google. But he wrote some of the best books. He wrote that. I don't think it was Invisible Residence. He wrote Dimensions. He wrote, I've got a lot of books by him. Wonderful author. And what he writes sounds plausible.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, he refers to, you know, all the, remember the fairy tales that they used to tell children? Do you remember Rip Van Winkle that fell asleep and slept for 100 years? And then the fairies in Ireland and the virginal apparitions all over the world. Even the Virgin of Fatima. So I started thinking that from a religious standpoint and about all of the magical, miraculous apparitions, even down to the prophet, or no, I'm sorry, not the prophet, the patriarch, Abraham, when he goes up on the mountain and he's told to sacrifice his son, and then an angel comes and says, no, you don't have to do that, you've proven your loyalty. So I started putting all those thoughts together and interpreting not the language, but the ideas and the stories that I've heard for so long. And it started to make sense to me.
We're running out of time. If you want to call back tomorrow, we can talk about this. We're about to be cut off. We're going to be out. Yeah, we got 20 seconds left. So
I'm not promising tomorrow, but in the near future,
okay,
I will.
Right. Anytime. Okay, sounds good. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Ivan. Sanderson is another good one, so read up on Ivan Sanderson.
Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Ivan Sanderson wrote another great book, so read up on him. He was a marine... Okay, biologist.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.